Hello and welcome to the Her Extreme Makeover Podcast. I am your host, Tashauna Taylor, and on today's episode, we will talk about cleaning day and what that means and how I had to experience a lesson even in cleaning, only to discover that my mess needed a makeover. So let's jump right on in so that we can have a conversation about what this means and how this may relate to you as well. So when it's time for cleaning up around the house, which of these best describe your approach? Do you enjoy the process and the sense of accomplishment from it? Do you tolerate it as an unwelcome necessity of life? Or do you loathe it and will make about any excuse just to avoid doing it? So I cleaned my house yesterday. Not because I was expecting any company, because we are currently on a lockdown here. But I needed to clean because it was starting to make me feel a little overwhelmed. And so to me, a clean house is a comfortable house. But as I was cleaning, I realized it's not the act of cleaning that thrilled me. I only enjoy the process of cleaning because I anticipate the end result, a pleasant house in which I can relax because the dust bunnies aren't peeking at me from up under the coffee table. And so it makes me feel like I'm refreshing a house full of clean smells. It's the same way with my spiritual growth. And I learned this just from cleaning. And it's amazing how sometimes God will take the smallest little thing to teach you a lesson in whatever it is that you're doing. And so I'm not so thrilled with this particular process because it was a mess and I needed a makeover. It was very inconvenient and it was very painful. However, the result is one that allows me to mature my relationship with Jesus. And so I won't enjoy the comfort of a close relationship without letting him cleanse my life. That's the understanding that I got from the lesson that he was trying to teach me. And he gets rid of the accumulating dust bunnies and he sanitizes that toxic surface and he washes away all the filth just so that I could be refreshed. And so I want you to look around your house or look around in your home office and I want you to determine what needs to be done to clean it. Because cleaning will take time and effort. But I also want you to sit down after you did your cleaning, and I want you to examine your own heart. And so with knowing that, what needs to be done to clean it? Because again, cleaning will take time and effort, but only Jesus will take care of the rest if you let him. And so I want you to think about this lesson, how simple it is to learn a lesson about cleaning and how it's so important to get rid of the stuff that causes clutter, causes frustration and overwhelm. And I want you to take this one action step. I want you to find a cleaning project and try to complete it in the next 3 minutes. And it's easy to do. And it's easy to even get overwhelmed with what needs to get done. But it only takes one small step at a time. So set yourself up for a sense of accomplishment. But also go back through and get out your journals and get your favorite pen and write down what's on the inside that needs to be cleaned up. Because guess what? It's cleaning day. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. I would love to hear from you, to get your feedback, and to see if there's something in particular that you may be interested in and having a conversation on. And if you're looking for support on your Her Extreme journey in your life or in your business, I would definitely love to talk to you to guide you through this journey and support you with moving forward. And if you want to learn more, go to my website at www.tashaunataylor.com and I will be happy to schedule a call to determine if we will be a good fit to work together to help you move forward on your journey. And with that said, don't forget, if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a good review. And follow me on social media at Tashauna Taylor. And I will see you in the next episode of the Her Extreme Podcast.